thanks be to God, there's no serious injuries. Obviously, there's niggles always, and we find that when boys play a lot of league football after, you know, the start of the season, you find that the accumulation of niggles adds up to, and you know, a less of availability at the training sessions. But thanks be to God, there's no serious injuries. Nobody says for sure they wouldn't be able to play, and that's a real bonus. We'll see as the week goes on here how those niggles clear up about who's in a better place and not, you know. But as of now, we couldn't say that there's anybody unavailable. They believe that they're a much better outfit than the division they played in, and I suppose the ranking they've got at the moment within the country. And they had to live with that, because the couple of previous seasons they didn't do well enough in the league to stay in the higher divisions. So I think they're honest and realistic enough to know that, yes, that's what brought them to where they were, but also, you know, confident enough to know that that's not really a true reflection of where they ought to be. But I still think they'd be honest enough as well to say they're not a top division side yet either. So they've work to do. They're a work in progress. They're a developing side. And I think in time they'll be a serious operators. But I just hope they're not at that level right now. We always have the experience of 2006, and we'll be well reminded of it many times. You know, we came in as All-Ireland champions, albeit carrying a few injuries. Derry came in as an underdog that day, and at the end of the day, we were the ones out of the championship. So we know in football, you know, there are will be favourites and there will be underdogs. And generally the favourites win, but not always. So this could be a not always day just as much as the general day. So we need to be ready for whatever might come.